USA Radio News.
The Saudis have confirmed that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Through an interpreter, the Saudi state-run news agency tells us
they will continue investigating and interrogating those responsible, who are 18 persons of Saudi nationality.
In response, the White House may consider stopping arms sales to Saudi Arabia, but President Trump alluded to the cost of such a move during a roundtable event at Luke Air Force Base.
You know, we're talking about something right now where a particular country ordered, you'll never guess who this is, about $110 billion worth of equipment. And I assume you'd like to keep those orders, probably.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't, Boeing, Dennis, you can let me know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The country's only independent governor is now calling it quits. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A surprise announcement from Alaska Governor Bill Walker. He's dropping out of the governor's race.
In the time remaining, it has become clear we cannot win a three-way race.
Walker's Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallett resigned Tuesday over inappropriate comments toward a woman. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Thousands of migrants hoping to come to the U.S. are still waiting at the Guatemala-Mexico border. Crowds forced their way into the northwestern Guatemala border on Friday. Many of them jammed a bridge that was leading into Mexico, where riot police halted their push. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his counterpart in Mexico City.
We are quickly reaching a point which appears to be a crisis, record numbers of migrants. Foreign Secretary Vinegar and I spoke about the importance of stopping this flow before it reaches the U.S. border.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The Detroit Police Department said the remains of 63 infants or fetuses were found in another funeral home in the city. Police removed the 63 remains on Friday from Perry Funeral Home as an investigation widens after last week's discovery of 11 infant bodies at now-defunct Cantrell Funeral Home on Detroit's east side. According to authorities, the two discoveries are unrelated. State authorities told the New York Times 37 of the remains were removed from boxes and 26 from a freezer. If criminal offenses are proven, they could receive 10 years in prison or $50,000, or both. Police say they were tipped off about the separate violations at Perry Funeral Home by a father who was involved in a civil suit about his infant daughter being improperly buried. It's the first federal case alleging foreign interference in U.S. elections. Now, a Russian woman has been charged with helping oversee the finances of a massive effort to sway American public opinion with social media and more in the upcoming midterm elections. Former U.S. Attorney Keir Dougal says,
it's further evidence of the consensus view of the intelligence community that Russians were interfering with our election in the past, and now this new set of charges shows that it's continuing with an effort to interfere with our midterm elections.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.